when I got stabbed, I got hit. I got hit several times. You know, I got hit way back in the day. And my hand, the one going through my hand here, that's when a cat caught me slipping up in Sacramento, came in on me. I was in the bathtub. I had just got out. Old girl I was with, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I guess she was kind of mad. Thought I was with some other chick or something. I don't know what the ordeal was, but you know what I'm saying? She was on the bad tip. She set me up, sort of, kind of these Crip boys and shit. Came up in there. I was in the bathtub splashing around, you know what I'm saying? But now, you know, I'm hella high, so it's like, you know what I'm saying? I'm on high and annoyed status and shit. You know, that's how coke gets you. So all of a sudden, I just got that spider sense, you know, and I just peeked around the corner because I was in the bathtub, and all of a sudden, I stopped splashing, and I listened, and a cat, I peeked, and he tried to jump back. I seen him, and before I could move again, dude was on me like with a Ginsu knife and hit me and tried to hit me in the throat, but I threw my hand up, and it went through my hand. And then, you know what I'm saying, a whole lot of yelling and water splashing and blood going and all kinds of stuff like that, you know. Nah. But it was some drama shit. It was some serious shit. I made it up out of there, you know, thank God. And I was butt naked, but I made it out of there. That was in Sacramento. That was in, like, 88. Then next time I got hit in the park. This cat hit me. I think it was a setup move, too. Anyway, it don't matter. Cat hit me in the park. Went through my back of my lung when I almost out the front of my lung. They had to cut me open on the side, stick a tube down in my lung to drain the blood out. The lung collapsed. I didn't look too sporty at that time. Yeah, I know how that is. Yeah, times are there. Sometimes in life, when you don't look too sporty, dog. That was one of my worst ones. Anyway, took me a while to get back on that. Then I got my throat slit. That was kind of recent. That was about within the last 5 years. They put it back together pretty good, dog. Put it back together. You can't tell. Can't even tell. Got it slipped from way over here all the way around. Like a smile, see? Anyway. I should have did something, but I didn't do it. And because I didn't do it, it came back to haunt me. And that's how it goes, you know what I'm saying? But I shook that one off like a champ, though. You know, I ain't been hit so many times. I ain't shook that one off. So, you know what I'm saying? I vowed not to get hit anymore, so I made other people have not sporty times. And it was their turn to not look too sporty, you know. There was other stories they can tell. But life is good for me nowadays. Life is pretty good. Just looking up. 15 days to the house. Life is pretty good. But anyway. Oh, yeah. This is one of those time things. Being that I'm listening to this, which means I made it up out of, you know what I'm saying, the belly of the beast. So seeing how I'm doing that, I must remember the things that I'm thinking about now and stay focused. So that means get the job, keep a roof over your head, maintain, and stay focused. And know what's important. I got to know what's important in life. I got to stay focused on those things. What's important, I'll be listening to this down the line. And it's important for me to remember these things that I thought about now. I still need to be doing them.